And welcome to a special edition of Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. And this weekend, we come to you from our studios in Seattle with NFL legend Dan Marino and one of our local heroes, Damon Heward. Gentlemen, welcome. After a career in football, you're finally getting a real job. It's nice to hear in the wine industry. Marino, what's going on?
Yeah, if you call that a real job, right? Well, so we're launching our wine, Passing Time. It's something Damon and I and our partners have talked about for a while, and it goes way back to our playing days when Damon was with the Dolphins, and we talked about doing something, and now it's coming to truth, and it's something we're excited about, and I've always enjoyed wine, and this is something I'm really going to enjoy. And yes, it's going to be a job, I guess, but to drink our wine can't be that hard, right?
I can't wait to see you guys cleaning the barrel room and the tanks and all that stuff. I mean, it's about time you rolled up your sleeves, Marino.
That's Damon's brother Brock. He's going to do that.
Well, Damon, let's talk about your wine journey here. It's interesting. You grew up in Washington. You're a legend here with the Huskies, two Super Bowl rings with the New England Patriots, and it's Dan Marino on the East Coast who introduces you to Washington wine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was drinking Rainier Light and Captain Morgan and Coke and showed up to Miami, a young 22-year-old kid. And Danny was so gracious and Claire and have us over, we're 3,000 miles from home for the holidays and different things. And Dan would pull out some Washington wines and be like, Damon, this is where you're from. I mean, taste this is great. And so my palate, I got used to it, tasting the Andrew Wills, the Leonettis, the Quilcitas, all these awesome Washington wines that Dan had in his cellar. And literally, he's like, one day we're going to make a Washington wine. And finally, we've stepped up to the plate and we're getting it done.
Boy, Marino's breaking out the good stuff for you, too. I mean, he was not holding anything back.
I mean, he didn't mess around, I'm telling you. But as he would tell you,
Cole Solari, right? Cole Solari is the first one I had you taste.
Yeah. The Cole Solari he had. Andrew Will was another one. Pepperbridge he had. He had a number of great Washington wines. And again, the bug bit me, after drinking them a while. And obviously I couldn't afford those as a college kid. But they were a lot of fun. They were great. And here we are, 15 years later, stepping up and doing it. And actually, there was a time way back when we were going to buy some land, this little Discovery Vineyard, which now we're actually sourcing the fruit from, come full circle. But it was a property that Drew Bledsoe, Danny, myself, and Rick Meyer, we formed our own little LLC in the early 2000s. We looked at, but we were all still playing football. We were a long ways from home. We got lawyers involved. It didn't quite work out. But here we are all these years later, and now we're just sourcing some fruit from a more mature vineyard. So it actually worked out. It's pretty cool, and we're fired up to be a part of this business.
Northwest Vine Time special edition of the show. I'm Brian Bushlack from our Seattle studios this weekend. NFL Hall of Famer, legend Dan Marino, Damon Heward, our local favorite, one of our heroes here. Let's talk about your wine journey, Danny, because you grew up in Pittsburgh, and that's not normally known as a wine region, but there's some great restaurants there serving some big-time wine.
Yeah, I grew up in Pittsburgh in a very ethnic neighborhood, and I had cousins and my great-grandfather. They all made their own homemade wine, so that's kind of where I started originally. Drinking some wine was guys in my neighborhood, their parents, they used to make their own wine, and it would be in barrels in their cellar, and that's kind of how I got turned on to it. And then also just moving to Florida, all the great restaurants down there in Miami, South Beach, got a couple people that I kind of enjoyed hanging out with that were into wine originally when I first got down there back in '83, and that's how I kind of got involved.
Let's talk about your business side, too, because you've had the restaurants for a number of years. What's it like for you after a career in the NFL? You're constantly approached with business ventures. I know what you guys go through. Talk about this venture, because the wine industry, it can be a big challenge, can't it?
No doubt. I mean, that's what I hear. So I think that it'll be a challenge for us. But at the same time, if you love what you're doing, you have a passion for it, you work hard at it, usually it works out. That's been the case with some of the restaurant things I've done. Right now I'm involved with a company called Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza, and it's just on up and down on the East Coast, and there's 45 of them now, and that's done really well. Hopefully it'll take some of Passing Time for us. But at the same time, all businesses can be a challenge like anything in life. You just have to have a passion for it and enjoy it and go out and get it done.
You definitely have the passion for wine. I have to ask you, I think what's impressive about this venture is it's Washington wine. You could have picked Napa Valley. You could have gone anywhere to really develop your own wine, but you picked Washington State.
Well, you know what it is? It's when you're in business or you're going to be involved. It's about people, you know, and it's about relationships that you have. And then, you know, like I said, I've had the background of you know, drinking Washington wine from, you know, way back, and got to know Damon, and he's been a dear friend of mine. And I'd rather be in business, you know, with someone I have a great relationship with, and then just, you know, doing it on my own somewhere where I'm just, you know, picking a winery or someone to be involved with. So that's, to me, that's what it's about. It's about the relationships and friendship, and let's go out and make a great wine.
Okay, as a sportscaster, a producer at CBS Sports for a few years and in Portland for many years, I know how competitive you guys are on the field. Now you're in the wine business. We got Drew Bledsoe, Washington State. He's been in this for a while. Are you guys going to be competing with Drew, Damon?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You know, it's fun. Drew's a dear friend as well. And, you know, he might have got started a little early, the Coug, but we always know the Huskies win in the end. So, no, we're definitely going to have some fun with this. And certainly Drew's making awesome wine. Love Double Back. You know, being from Walla Walla, Chris Figgins making an awesome wine for him. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we will have some fun with this, with some Huskies and Cougs down the road, and do some fun events together and sell some wine. So I'm looking forward to working with Drew again. It's a fun business, and again, it's about relationships and wanting to be around the certain people and fun people, and again, you know, this, it is a competitive industry, that no doubt about it. But what I've seen in my time here learning the Washington wine industry is that, you know, a high tide rises all ships, and so many people have been very generous and helping us and helping me build these relationships with these awesome farmers. A lot of other great wineries here in town, Chris Camarda, Charlie Hoppus, these guys have been surrogate fathers to me, you know, just learning the business and learning the ropes. So, I know I'm coming in here a little blind, but I feel like, again, I know we say this 15-year thing. It really is. You know, we looked at this dirt years ago. I got great relationships with Paul Shampoo. You know, all these different farmers, Jim Holmes, all these guys around the state of Washington. So I really feel like it's our time and we're ready to do this.
Damon Heward and Dan Marino joining us. Their wine passing time. We'll talk more about winemaker Chris Peterson in our next segment. But there really is, I mean, that you're an ambassador. You guys immediately become ambassadors for Washington wine, don't you, Dan?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, our wine is from Washington, so I better be an ambassador for Washington wine. No, but I've, like I said, I've enjoyed the wine out here from Washington for many years, and just saw this opportunity with Damon as something that we could have a lot of fun with and grow over time and just develop something special we'll be proud of and that people will enjoy, and hopefully they'll be proud of what we're doing.
And talk about these legends that you've worked with. I think that's what's really cool, Damon, is the fact that, you know, a guy like I look up to, Bob Betts. You've got Greg and Stacy Lill. Oh, yeah. You know, Chris Peterson works for them. He goes to Avenia with Marty Tocker. I mean, the stars have really aligned for you guys with this wine, because to have a winemaker like Chris Peterson, I mean, that's a great opportunity for you.
No, it really is. I mean, Chris is definitely a rock star. What he's done at Avenia, love his wines. You know, I think when you look at it, it makes a lot of sense, too. His wines, you know, he's making his passion is probably so raw, if you were to ask him. His Arnaud was, you know, the wine of the year here with Seattle Magazine. It's incredible juice. He's also making some really cool Bordeaux blends. But we also know he has that background of making that Grand Ciel, that big cab at DeLille. So I think, you know, we definitely, cab is our thing. And that's what Dan and I and our partners are kind of true to and what we want to be known for. We want to make one of Washington's great cabs. And that's what we started here with Passing Time. Like I said, we got some awesome fruit from the Horse Heaven Hills, Discovery Vineyard, this little vineyard about 3 miles from Shampoo. Paul kind of managed it with Milo and Kay May, some great farmers. It's just a meticulous, beautiful vineyard. Danny and I went up, and Danny got to see it last summer. It was a lot of fun. So we're getting some cab. It's kind of the backbone of our wine. There's 86% cab there. We got 9% Merlot from Clipson Vineyard. As you know, Patricia up there on Red Mountain, one of the famed vineyards and the top 25 vineyards in the world, voted by Wine and Spirit. So we got a little bit of that Red Mountain dust in Merlot to kind of flesh the wine out. And then 5% is some Cab Franc from Shampoo that just really lifts the nose. So it really is a beautiful wine. Chris Peterson put it all together with his skill, with his craft, and we couldn't have a better winemaker to work with some of the state's best fruit.
I want some. You have to take it. Good job, Damon. That was excellent.
You guys have got this thing dialed, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the new wine that everybody's talking about from the state of Washington. Dan Marino and Damon Heward. I'm Brian Bushlack. Northwest Vine Time continues after a quick break from our studios here in Seattle.